Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking: How to Describe a Person Who Has Made a Positive Impact in Your Community. The IELTS Speaking Test often includes questions about influential people in our lives and communities. One popular topic that frequently appears is describing a person who has made a positive impact in your community. This article will guide you through answering such questions effectively, providing sample responses and valuable tips to help you achieve a high band score. Understanding the topic. Before we dive into the specifics, it's important to understand what this topic entails. When asked to describe a person who has made a positive impact in your community, the examiner is looking for your ability to describe a person in detail, your understanding of what constitutes a positive impact, your capacity to explain how this person's actions have affected the community. This topic allows you to showcase your vocabulary, fluency, and ability to structure a coherent response. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1 of the IELTS Speaking Test, you may encounter questions related to community and influential people. Here are some possible questions. Do you know any people who have made a positive impact in your community? What kind of people do you think can make a difference in a community? How important is it for individuals to contribute to their community? Let's look at a sample answer for the first question. Sample answer. Yes, I do know a few people who have made a positive impact in my community. One person who stands out is Mr. Chen, our local librarian. He's been instrumental in transforming our library into a vibrant community hub. Not only has he expanded the book collection, but he's also initiated various programs like reading clubs for children and digital literacy classes for seniors. His efforts have really brought people together and fostered a love for learning in our neighborhood. This answer demonstrates a good use of vocabulary and provides specific examples of the person's impact. Part 2, Long-Term, Cue Card. In Part 2, you might receive a cue card like this. Describe a person who has made a positive impact in your community. You should say who this person is, what they have done for the community, how their actions have affected people, and explain why you think their impact has been positive. Here's a sample answer. I'd like to talk about Sarah Thompson, a retired teacher who has made a significant positive impact in our community. Sarah has been living in our neighborhood for over 30 years and has always been passionate about education and community development. After retiring from her teaching career, Sarah didn't rest on her laurels. Instead, she channeled her energy into establishing a free after-school tutoring program for underprivileged children in our area. She rallied support from other retired teachers and secured funding from local businesses to set up a learning center in an unused community hall. Sarah's actions have had a profound effect on our community. The tutoring program has helped bridge the educational gap for many children who couldn't afford private tuition. As a result, we've seen a marked improvement in academic performance among these students. Moreover, the program has fostered a sense of unity within our community as it brings together volunteers, students, and parents from diverse backgrounds. I believe Sarah's impact has been overwhelmingly positive for several reasons. Firstly, she's addressing a critical need in our community by providing educational support to those who need it most. Secondly, her initiative has created a ripple effect of volunteerism and community engagement. Lastly, by investing in the education of our youth, Sarah is laying the foundation for a brighter future for our entire community. Her selfless dedication and tireless efforts have truly transformed lives and made our neighborhood a better place to live. Possible follow-up questions. How did you first hear about Sarah's initiative? What challenges do you think Sarah faced in setting up this program? Do you think more retired professionals should engage in community service? Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In Part 3, the examiner might ask more abstract questions related to community impact and social responsibility. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Examiner, what qualities do you think are essential for someone to make a positive impact in their community? Sample answer, I believe there are several key qualities that enable individuals to make a positive impact in their communities. Firstly, empathy is crucial. The ability to understand and share the feelings of others allows a person to identify genuine needs within the community. Secondly, initiative is important. Many people may recognize problems, but it takes someone with drive and motivation to actually take action. Thirdly, perseverance is essential, as community change often requires long-term commitment and the ability to overcome obstacles. Lastly, I'd say leadership skills are vital. This includes the ability to inspire others, delegate tasks, and build coalitions to achieve common goals. When these qualities come together in an individual, they have the potential to affect real, lasting change in their community. Examiner, do you think governments should do more to encourage community involvement? Sample answer, absolutely. I believe governments have a significant role to play in fostering community involvement. They could implement various strategies to incentivize civic engagement. For instance, offering tax breaks for businesses that support local initiatives, or creating a national volunteer program that recognizes and rewards community service. Governments could also integrate community service into the education system, making it a mandatory part of the curriculum. This would help instill a sense of social responsibility in young people from an early age. Additionally, governments could allocate more funding to grassroots organizations and provide training and resources to community leaders. By taking these steps, governments can create an environment that nurtures active citizenship and strengthens communities from the ground up. Key vocabulary and phrases. To achieve a high band score, it's essential to use a range of vocabulary accurately. Here are some useful words and phrases for this topic. Instrumental, adjective. Instrumental, having an important role in making something happen. Example, her leadership was instrumental in the success of the project. To rally support, phrase, to bring people together in order to support a cause. Example, he rallied support from local businesses for the community cleanup initiative. To bridge the gap, idiom, bridge thep, to reduce or eliminate the differences between two things. Example, the program aims to bridge the gap between academic knowledge and practical skills. To create a ripple effect, create ripple effect, to cause a series of events to happen as the result of one action. Example, her kindness created a ripple effect, inspiring others to perform good deeds. To lay the foundation, idiom, lay foundation, to create a basis for future development. Example, by investing in education, we're laying the foundation for a prosperous future. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test when discussing community impact, practice describing people in detail, focusing on their actions and the results of those actions. Develop a range of examples from your personal experience or observation. Work on linking your ideas coherently using appropriate transition words and phrases. Expand your vocabulary related to community service, social impact, and personal qualities. Practice speaking about abstract concepts related to community involvement and social responsibility. Remember, the key to success in IELTS speaking is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Aim for fluency, accuracy, and a natural conversational style. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking skills, check out our article on how to describe a person who has been a role model for you. This can provide additional insights into effectively describing influential people in your life. By following these guidelines and practicing regularly, you'll be well prepared to discuss community impact and achieve a high band score in your IELTS speaking test. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.